Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, controversy over major road projects. The Southeast Connector in the North Project Neon in the South. We're joined by Lee Gibson with Washoe County Regional Transportation Commission. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Chip Evans, Trey Abney, and Andrew McKay. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Lee Gibson. He's the executive director of the Washoe County Regional Transportation Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's great to be here, Sam.
Okay, Congress is back in session. Gas taxes. Do you think there's any chance whatsoever that Congress will raise the federal gas tax?
I would like to see the federal gas tax raised, but
right, that wasn't a question.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to end up coming up with a stopgap measure to get us to the next presidential election, and we're going to have to live with what we have.
Why do you think that that has remained so low for so long? I mean, it seems like, because even a nickel would be huge, wouldn't it?
It would be huge. 10 cents would be better. People drive less, so the incidence and burden of that tax on a household is going to be less than what it was. People don't drive less. I'm sorry, they get better gas mileage.
Right.
So the incidence and burden on a household is going to be much less than what it was. With innovative financing strategies, that small incremental additional funding that's important, that can now, that could be leveraged through innovative financing programs, will carry that money much further, and we'd be able to upgrade our nation's infrastructure. But I'm just not optimistic that they're going to be able to address the issue. I think, in all fairness, both the Democrats and the Republicans in the Nevada delegation seem to want to do something and support it. They've seen the success of fuel tax indexing in northern Nevada. Indexing in southern Nevada is coming. Both of those sources have helped leverage massive bonds that have gone to major projects, created lots of jobs. I like to think RTC5 was instrumental in carrying this community through the recession and is now putting infrastructure on the ground that's going to help us diversify the economy. I think the same will be true in southern Nevada. I don't know why Other Congress representatives from other jurisdictions don't see all the great progress we've done here and just go ahead and bite the bullet and raise the gas tax.
Well, and the other thing is, you know, you mentioned it in one word, which is jobs. I mean, building infrastructure beyond the infrastructure itself is huge as a job creator.
It's huge as a job creator, but look at what's happened in Northern Nevada. We've changed the comparative advantages that our economy has. We're now attractive to folks like Tesla, to Switch. We're seeing lots of jobs coming to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. We see lots of jobs and innovative jobs, knowledge-based jobs coming, you know, to the Reno-Sparks area, and it's because we have a solid transportation infrastructure. We are able to move goods. We're able to move people. We're able to get people to jobs, and that's what's making the difference, in my opinion, in us being able to build that new economy.
And the fact that the infrastructure is already in place there in so many ways, the governor and the legislature approving connecting USA Parkway from I-80 to US 50, will that be enough to stop there being a crisis at the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno?
I think the more important project that's going to prevent this crisis at the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno is going to be the Southeast Connector. When we get that built, South Reno will have a new way to connect I-80, connect all the jobs in the Sparks Industrial Area and out in Trick, and that's what's really going to provide that additional capacity to help that north-south movement. USA Parkway is a good project for the future. It's going to help give a better connection to the Tahoe Regional Reno Industrial Center, to the Carson City area, but it's also going to open up a lot of land that's vacant today for housing, but it's a long way away from those housing units, those commercial units from being built. Those people who are going to work at Trick are going to live in the Reno-Sparks area, Washoe County, and they're going to need accessibility to those jobs, and that's what we've got to provide.
Okay, so one of the things I like about RTCs and airports is that you plan 20, 30 years out. So when you say it's going to be a while, are you talking 5, 10 years for that housing to be developed out there?
My personal opinion is it's going to be in that 8 to 10-year range. First, they got to get the road built. Then developers will have to come in and start, you know, plotting the land and developing their subdivisions. So I think that's a ways away. But when we look at Tesla coming online here, what, in the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to have to be able to get people out there as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
That sounds to me like we're going to see a boom in housing prices in Reno because builders are not building. You know, it's interesting. You know, in the past, people were looking out 2-3 years in terms of their building projects for housing. Now they're looking out 6 months to a year and building less than they were before. Do you think that's going to create a housing crisis in Reno?
I'm not a housing expert. I think we are going to see an increased pressure on the supply of housing. I think you're already seeing housing turnover increasing and you know, a lot of the existing inventory being absorbed. But, I think we are going to see appreciation. I've already seen it just personally watching, you know, the real estate my wife and I own. And, yeah, it's going up.
The Southeast Connector, you mentioned earlier, you're still having battles in court over this. How frustrating is it to you that this fight is not over?
You know, it's frustrating, but I think it's also at the same time heartwarming. We just went through a round in Sacramento in the Federal Eastern District Court for California in front of Judge Mendez. He reviewed a preliminary injunction motion filed by the coalition. He denied the injunction. He said, frankly, he didn't see in his order he stipulated, he didn't see where their issues were likely to succeed in court. I've told you this before. I consider myself an environmentalist. I'm very pro-environment. When I look at what we're doing to the wetlands, to abating flooding, to improving mobility, to cutting air quality emissions, the Southeast Connector is the model project for that. We're going to increase the amount of wetlands. One of the tests the courts look at is, quote-unquote, irreparable harm. And one of the things that I think the lawyers struggle with is, how are they irreparably harmed? We're going to add to the number of wetlands that are out there. We're not taking wetlands away from anybody. We're adding wetlands. So if your argument is I'm irreparably harmed because I'm going to lose wetlands, that just doesn't fly. That just doesn't stand in the logic and science that's predicating the design of the Southeast Connector. It just doesn't work.
Okay, but the bottom line is that the folks who are against it, period.
They're just against it, period. They're against it because they don't want it in their backyard. And frankly, I just don't think they understand the science that's underlying the design and how the science that we've developed and the engineering solutions we have are going to improve the environment.
Now, this project is still continuing. The court did not shut it down.
That's correct.
Even though there are more challenges. How long do you think this court battle is going to continue?
You know, that's up to the coalition. We just filed, they appealed The preliminary injunction to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Yesterday, we filed our brief along with the Department of Justice, so we're going to go through this again at the Ninth Circuit. We feel comfortable about the legal arguments we've made. We still are firm in the administrative record and the administrative process that the Corps of Engineers followed. So I think, you know, I'm feeling comfortable where we are. Of course, when you're in court, you know, it's still a risk. But we're going to continue until somebody tells us to stop.
Okay, and a good portion of this road is already built. It's called Veterans Parkway, correct? And you're connecting to that.
That's correct. We have a good portion of Veterans Parkway built in the south. We have phase one with the bridge over the Truckee River in the north built. We have about 4.5 miles left to build, and that's the area where we're going to do the wetlands improvement and also make the improvements to Yorey Drain.
Okay, and last question on this, and then we got to take a break. But how long before this road is complete if there are no stops?
Knocking on wood, and you don't have any at the table right now, I want to say about 26 months.
Okay, all right, let's take a break. More with Lee Gibson when we come back.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lee Gibson. He's executive director of the Washoe Regional Transportation Commission. You also worked for the Southern Nevada RTC. They've got a huge project coming online now. They're going through gaining as much land as they can for this project. What do you think about Project Neon?
Well, I think Project Neon is a very much needed project. However, just my kind of thing that makes me chuckle is it's been around for a long time. That thing's been under planning since in the mid-90s. It's been a real effort by the Nevada DOT and the city of Las Vegas to come to, you know, agreements on how, for example, Alta Avenue would be accessed, how to get access to the old UP railroad site. It was big issues back then. You know, a lot of that delay, and this is something I see across the state, but I think Project Neon really magnifies it, is the question of what happens to project delay and how does project delay affect cost and how does cost ultimately get spread to the taxpayer. You know, that's a $1.3 billion project that I think all Nevada taxpayers, from Elko to Reno to Las Vegas to Laughlin to Mesquite, are all going to somehow end up chipping into. Granted, it's the economic engine of the state. Granted, that's two busiest segments of freeway in the state. But you know, a lot of that cost is going to have to be absorbed by everyone else in the state.
And, you know, realistically, I think for people in the north, they have to look at this and say, you know, if we want projects in the north as well, that, you know, this has to be a shared economy. It can't just be a north-south split.
And I think to that end, I would add, we need to stop looking at things from a fair share perspective so much, but maybe look at it from a performance perspective. Right now, our spaghetti bowl, if it were in southern Nevada, I'd bet dollars to donuts, it would be slated for construction within 5 years based on its performance. In my mind, and I think Rudy Malfabon and NDOT have come a long way in moving their planning decision-making forward to this type of framework, but we really need to focus NDOT on making performance-based decisions and focusing on projects that are that have immediate purpose and need. So we shouldn't be saying, well, we have a project in southern Nevada. Well, that's where the population lives. Let's go fund this project whose performance at the moment maybe is not quite there. But we're only going to fund it because it's in southern Nevada, and a project like Spaghetti Bowl in northern Nevada goes unfunded. That, to me, is just not right. We've got to go towards a performance-based statewide planning system for our interstate and U.S. highways.
And when do you think that's going to happen? Do you see it in the future?
I think both RTC of southern Nevada, RTC of Washoe County, the Nevada DOT, we're all going to be recycling our long-range planning processes here soon. I think that's going to be a very important notion that's going to be put out there. I think the other thing is, under the MAP 21 law that we all operate under, the law really stipulates that we have to have a performance-based planning system. And that's going to be a performance-based planning system that has to work throughout the entire state for all the partners.
And does Tina Quigley agree with you?
I think Tina Quigley would agree with me. You know, we had great cooperation in the last RTP round where we actually all sat down and looked at the financial assumptions from the state, NDOT and statewide gas tax to see, you know, where the money is coming from, how it's going to go, what projects we can fund. I think the next time around, taking it a step further and saying, well, let's look at how our projects perform. Let's look at our purpose and needs, and let's try to work cooperatively with the state in order to have a statewide approach. We've already got the Unified Nevada Plan. This was already a rough sketch statewide plan of need that's already out there. I think we're going to try to take that and carry it one step forward over the next 3 years.
Okay, we only got about 20 seconds, but Senator Reid leaving the Senate, what's that going to mean for transportation in Nevada?
It's going to be, we're going to get to take a loss of 15, 20 yards in a football sports analogy. It's going to be a challenge we're going to have to overcome. I do like to point out, though, we have existing members in the delegation who, you know, we have Dina Titus, who sits on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Crescent Hardy's there, too. Both are in the Republican and Democratic parties. So we've got folks there. Over the long term, I think the delegation will hopefully respond. But no, it's clearly going to be a great gap, and it's going to take a number of years after he leaves for us to overcome that gap and get back to where we are.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Lee Gibson, thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Anya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Anya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's factory authorized clearance. Save big on unequaled Lazy Boy comfort and quality. With prices marked down on chairs, sofas, and sectionals. Save up to 50% on floor samples, closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, and more. Special financing available. Savings direct from our Lazy Boy factory to you. But get here soon. When they're gone, they're gone. Save up to 50% during the factory authorized clearance. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
If your dog suffers from fear of noise, travel, separation, or any other anxieties, Thundershirt may be the answer.
The Thundershirt wraps the animal. They feel the pressure around them. It's that pressure that gives them the feeling that everything is okay.
Thundershirt, absolutely, 100% works.
When Chase has the Thundershirt on, I say thank you. Mom, I feel so much better now. I feel so calm.
Now available at PetSmart, Petco, and other fine pet retailers.
Fresher dentures for the best first impression. Love loud, live loud. Polident. Fresher dentures for those breathless moments. Hug loud, live loud. Polident.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Andrew McKay is here, Chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. Trey Abney is Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. And Chip Evans is former Chairman of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. So, the big announcement over the last 24 hours has been Joe Heck getting into this Senate race. Your thoughts, Mr. McKay?
I don't know if it was shocking. I think it was the biggest or the worst kept secret, so to speak. It makes it a race, no doubt about it. And I think Catherine Cortez Masto is going to have a task on her hand to keep the seat in Democratic hands, quite frankly.
You know, it's interesting because Joe Heck obviously has run all the time in Southern Nevada,
right.
So not particularly well known in Northern Nevada.
That's right.
But Catherine Cortez Masto, even though she was Attorney General for 8 years, I'm not sure that she has a large base in the general public, not in the Democratic Party, but in the general public.
I think that's fair, but she checks a lot of the right boxes, right? Law enforcement, you know, AG, she's a Hispanic woman. She doesn't have a voting record like Joe Heck does, and I think that Congressman Heck has an excellent voting record, but those can be twisted around in a campaign. And so she has been, you know, she served as Attorney General for 8 years and could, you know, put criminals away and have indictments and all this stuff. And so she's going to be very, very difficult to beat, especially with Senator Reid's organization and money behind her.
And do you look at it the same way, or do you look at it and go, you know, in the last election cycle, we saw the Republicans win every office. You know, how organized are they going to be going into the next election cycle?
You know, my sense is very much like Trey's. I think the wind's going to be at the Democrats' back this next election cycle. I think it's going to be a tough race. I think this is going to attract probably as much more money than any national race that we've had in the state. There's a national move to win back the Senate by the Democrats, and I think they're going to come big for Catherine. And I agree with Trey
that
her
record. Despite the fact that they had a disastrous last election cycle.
You know, I think there was a Democratic boycott of the last election. And anybody thinks it's a red wave, I think they're the delusional ones. So.
Well, and Chip's absolutely right. It wasn't that the Republicans way overperformed. It's that the Democrats underperformed.
Yeah.
Republicans performed last, you know, 2 years ago, last year at the same level they always had.
And there is genuine enthusiasm, even for Bernie and Hillary, and so a national election, presidential election, it'll be good for the Democrats.
Okay, it'll also be good for the broadcasters, because not only will you have both of the campaigns and their affiliated people in the parties, but you'll also have a tremendous amount of third-party money, the like of which we have never seen in this state before. Which is shocking considering how much we've had before.
Absolutely. There's going to be so much money poured into this state. And I agree with Chip and Trey. And don't discount the fact, in terms of driving Democratic turnout, you know, there's going to be a marijuana issue on the ballot. I think that this is going to be, if you want to call it a red wave, which I agree with both these gentlemen, it wasn't necessarily a red wave, you're going to see almost a commensurate switch on the Democratic end. Now, does that lead to the top of the ticket in the state of Nevada with respect to the Joe Heck, Catherine Cortez Masto race? I think that's going to be a really close race, that the way things are counted in this state, we might not know who the winner is for a couple of days thereafter.
Well, we have to remember there's going to be a gun issue on the ballot, too, a background
that
check
too.
Issue, which could actually drive out the other side, the right wing of voters. And the presidential candidates will make so much difference. That could drive something we can't control here today. That could make, you know, are people excited about a Bush-Clinton race? You know, are people going to get real engaged in that? I don't know.
Well, you know, let's not ignore the fact that
a good ground game, a good ground game still wins elections.
That's right.
And sure. I think the Democrats are going to be in much better position to do that. You've got the party aligned with the national office. You've got local groups forming already. I think we're going to be in good shape.
With Joe Heck leaving CD3, who do you see the likely contestants?
Roberson.
And Danny Tarkanian, I'm hearing those two.
Yeah, I don't know about the Democrat side. But
we had Amy Tarkanian on the program a couple of days ago, and she was saying that a lot of people were asking Danny to run, but sure. At this point that he had not made a decision. But it would be very interesting. All of politics in the southern part of the state are being thrown up in the air, and yeah. And it's interesting to see on the Hispanic side that we've got Lucy Flores and Ruben Kiwan going against each other. You think that's a mistake? That they couldn't see. Normally, do Democrats sort things out before the election?
Well, that used to be the meme about Republicans, right? You guys used to have your house in order.
Right. Democrats are a lot better at it now than they're going, for sure.
I think it's unfortunate because I like them both. I think Lucy had a lot more name recognition from her lieutenant governor run than Ruben does statewide.
Yeah.
I think Ruben's articulate and appreciated by the Washington folks, probably in ways that Lucy hasn't achieved yet. It'd be interesting.
Don't discount the fact that one of those two are going to end up in that district currently, running for the race that Joe Heck is going to vacate. I mean, we all know that you don't have to live in the congressional district in order to run for it.
Okay, and the Hispanic vote, last question here. That should end up playing a huge role in this.
It will play a bigger and bigger and bigger role as we move forward. And I will make news on this program right now and say that Mark Amadei will win re-election.
That's what we have to leave it. Okay, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? 1 out of 4 satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to 4 rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
R.C. Willie is known for value, but you're not going to believe what they've cooked up now.
During our huge appliance sale, you'll find the lowest prices of the year on top brands that are in stock now. You've never seen savings like this. Save $700 on this Samsung refrigerator, now just $9.99. Save $3.90 on this LG range. This laundry pair is only $5.99. Energy-efficient appliances save water, energy, and money. Now is the time to buy appliances. R.C. Willie, your home, your way.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On the next broadcast, we're talking growth here in Nevada. We'll see you on the next broadcast.